Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Unit. Unit Control tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenwood County. Amateur radio, this stand is called now at 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also the Echolink node 545072 in the event emergency. This net will be out to Tudor's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed on permanent frequency are welcome to check in. Announcements for bulletins. Is there any traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. So we will now begin the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is a direct to net. All stations with without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please take your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call sign phonetically. As always, appreciated. Name, location, and send your intent to remain on the net for the right to portion. Before we start with the check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with KA3JCA Richard, his wife Sally, KA4JCA, their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL. They're all in Sentinelville, and they bring on the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV. Then we have KM4JWP Brian Rutherford, W2AMD Andrew Sensenville, W4FCM Fred TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI, also in TR, K4XMR Mel Prosperity, N4ASW Tony Asheville, KG4PFI Don Sensenville, PMOT, KG4QLQ Linda, also in PMOT, KW4TS, Jim in Sensenville, KG4LSL, Jimmy Anderson, KJ4UHA, Jack in Ringville, KM4BLH, Kurt Ringville, KO4RAX, Jim in Dakinsville, W4IOE, Sid Fletcher, K4OSH Pat Malden, KB2BYQ Dave Easley, WU2T Rusty Moore, KQ4ESO, that's Mike in Sensenville, KG4WNP Landon in Dakinsville. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. All right, we have some Echolink stations up, so Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
That works. Good. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, Form, Whiskey, Zulu, KO, North. I'll send a comment. Thank you.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, Bravo, Bravo. That's KG4WBV. My name is Steve. I'm downhill from y'all in Martinez, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you all, and Merry Christmas.
K4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Would like to welcome KN4RJN, John Brown Summit. Be back with you a little bit for some comments, John. We got Chandler and TR, KO4WW Zulu. Appreciate stopping by. And we got KG4WWB. That's Steven in Martin, Georgia. Appreciate you guys checking in via Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Unit. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control. I just received a text message from the other Echolink station. Net Control, I'd welcome KO4 and his wife Anna, KO4RYP. Miss Anna, they are in Martin Etta, Georgia. Appreciate y'all stopping by, Chad. Please tell Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and Merry Christmas. So now we'll begin the RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec Through Tango group, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Merry Christmas. Now I'll be negative and negative.
G4MC. check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Net control. Please check in N4RLX, pilot, cross anchor. Again, the calls, November 4, Romeo, Lima, X-ray, pilot, and cross anchor. Internet. We'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello. Hope you all are doing well. KO4QLG, that's Chris and Liberty. Then we got N4RLX, that's Paul and Cross Anchors. Appreciate you stopping by, Paul. Additional stations, go back through Tango, Keith 13 for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Alphabetical group, which will take his uniform through Zulu. You through there for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5 WLL, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. Good evening at Alpha Net.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome Mr. Leroy and Taylor's KA5 WLL. Appreciate stopping by, Leroy. Hope you're doing well. The association's uniform through Zulu, you through Zan for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Mr. Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Proceed, the Blue Ridge Team Internet looking for check-ins in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Pharmacy of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Have a check-in via Echolink text message. Keith and Seneca, KN4CHY. Appreciate stopping by, Keith. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Oscar 4, Hotel, Kilo, X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Matt, I will be in and out tonight, and thank you for calling in.
Please check in, Kilo 4, Golf, Sierra, Charlie, Patrick in Marietta. I'm in 873s.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KO4HK X-ray, that's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Then we got K4GSC, that's Patrick in Marietta. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations echo through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet looks like we have some more Echolink stations, so Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC? Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar.
Now, I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Yeah, good evening. Please check in, KB0 KBJ, Kilo Bravo 0, Kilo Bravo Japan, Steve, South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for a comment.
Welcome, KK4JFO. That's James up there. Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Then we got KK4DMW. That's Rick, his wife, Lorena. KK4ONO. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all in Piedmont. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle. We said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got Steve up there in South Dakota. KB0KBJ. Be back to you in a little bit for some comments, Steve.
All right, we'll fly down the next south-south route, which will take us India through Lima, I-3L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or net control.
MC. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. Keep warm. 7-3.
OC. You please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4, JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
OMC. India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
See the Blue Ridge Team Internet, right, welcome, KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and brings his wife Donna, KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello, hope you are doing well. Then we got KO4JKV, that's Doug International. Then we got KF4LZI, Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock. Appreciate you stopping by, Andy. Sounding good as always. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. See the Blue Ridge 2 meter internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be the very patient group for the Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. The Mike through Papaya group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control.
Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile at Piedmont tonight, running some errands. 7-3-U, Matt, all the net, negative and negative tonight.
K4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papad, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
See you at the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Life welcome. KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred Piedmont. Mobile went around. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. And then we got Lloyd in Simpsonville. KO4PSB. Appreciate you talking about Lloyd. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control. To Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open it to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. The whole alphabet, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call WG4MC or net control.
In and out. Kilo, November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot. That's KN4URF. My name is Aaron. I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
To the log, Kilo, Sugar 4, Yankee X-ray. That's KS4YX. My name is Gil, and I'm in Seneca. Good evening. I'll be negative and negative.
Before we see the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, we'd like to welcome KN4URF. That's Eric and Marietta. Appreciate you stopping by. And then we have KS4YX. That's Gail in Seneca. Appreciate you stopping by. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in that whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call WG4MC or net control.
4MC. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table. Merry Christmas, everyone.
N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, mobile around Greenville. Shane, be careful out there on the mobile. Thank you for stopping by. Merry Christmas. WG4MC, now secure the full force of the net with a thanks for everyone checking in. All stations we assume to secure may do so. We will now begin the ride chief portion with Pierre Ackley stops for check-ins. First on the stop this very chilly evening is Mr. John, KN4RJN, call WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check. I'm sorry. This is KN4RJN. I'm trying to hold two different conversations at the same time. I would tell you what was in the skies tonight, but if your skies look anything like my skies, you can't see squat anyway. Orion is up. Jupiter is up. Very little moon, and he won't be up for quite a while yet. However, and there's a meteor shower this evening, which you can't see either because the skies are, you know, what they are. However, on, let's see, where we go, where to go, where to go, where to go, here it is. On Christmas, on Sunday, December 25th, we have a Christmas star late in the evening. It is Sirius, one of the brightest stars in Canis Major, and it's going to be fairly bright and not terribly high in the sky in the southeastern horizon, starting about 7:30 local time. If the skies clear up, it's hard to miss. It's very, very bright, and once it gets over the trees and the rooftops, it'll climb to its highest point in the lower portion of the southern sky shortly after midnight. If you happen to be walking through a darkened house in the middle of the night, it might catch your eye out through a window because it never climbs very high. It's hot, a blue-white star, class A, and located about 8.6 light years from the sun. Extreme brightness, low position, it makes quite the show. So if it clears up on Christmas, be sure and take a look at that. Let me break here for just a minute. Is KN4RJN. As far as solar activity, there's not a whole lot going on there. We've got maybe a 20% chance of a mild radio blackout for the next 3 days. And that's, you know, extremely minor and probably won't happen at all. Anything bigger than that, we've only got about a, you know, 5% chance. Nothing in the solar radiation department or geomagnetic storms to speak of. So, if and when the skies ever clear up, go out and take a look. But don't stay out too long because the temperatures up here anyway are going to drop to really, really, really low. So, otherwise, what's going on in your world there, Matt?
RJN, WG4MC. Well, good evening, John. Hope you and the family are doing well and getting ready for Christmas. Appreciate the sky report. Yeah, you're right. We're going to be socked in for our next few days, but hopefully everything will go smoothly for Christmas and won't cause too terribly, you know, any concerns or disruptions. Doing good here. Work's busy as usual. Just looking forward to a long 3-day weekend. RJN,
WG4MC,
you out there, Mr. John?
W4GMC, please respond, KN4RJN.
RJN, WG4MC, I thought I lost you there for a second, Mr. John, but I was saying work is busy as usual, looking forward to a 3-day weekend, and just relaxing. Yeah, it's going to be cold the next few days, but like I said, hopefully this stuff won't cause too much disruption for Christmas.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I had my wife go by. she was in town anyway. I went to stop by Lowe's and get some of those little styrofoam things to put over your outdoor faucets because I'm sure those are going to freeze up solid as all get out. So watch pipes and stay out of the cold. We're going to be in single digits down here or up here, and I'm sure you're probably going to get in that neighborhood. So stay out of the cold as much as possible. Watch out for we've been getting rain up here all day, and so the roads are wet. So hopefully that'll dry out before it completely freezes. But a whole lot of black ice and other stuff out there. So they're counting on power outages from just the winds. So, you know, get your emergency kit together, get your warm blankets ready, and here we come. Merry Christmas. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN, WG4MC, always a pleasure to talk with you, Mr. John. Thank you so much for bringing the the sky report. I'm looking for the correct term, astronomical report. There you go.
Appreciate you, John, again. Hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas. Looks like we have another Echo Link station, so Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Control, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra, that's Rhonda. We're both in Easley, and no traffic and no round table this evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the frequency.
On KC4SKD, that's Larry, and he's on his wife Rhonda, KG4AHS. They're in Easley. Appreciate you stopping by. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And Larry, you're number 50 on the check-in line this evening, so you get the door prize. Ha, ha, ha. All right, appreciate it again. Hope you all have a Merry Christmas. We're looking for check-ins through the whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call WG4MC or Net Control. See the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That's what we have everybody for the moment. So next on the stop this evening is KB0KBJ. Mr. Steve up there in South Dakota, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Yeah, good evening, Matt and all on that. KB0KBJ up here in South Dakota. Well, I had an eventful, interesting day. Where do you want me to start? Now, this is going to take a while. As you and everybody, and I bet you probably a good two-thirds of the country is talking about weather. Same up here. Weather. Woke up to about 20 below. Went to work. There was finger drifts across the road, even on the interstate. I was surprised at that. I thought they'd have knocked him back, but I didn't get up terribly early. It was about 8 o'clock. So, I drove south and went to work, and we were doing gas piping on a flat roof out in the open. Well, I don't think much got done up there today. A lot of work was done inside. They sent me off further south to Sioux Falls to pick up more piping because the company wasn't delivering out of town because of the weather conditions. Because it was blowing snow. It got pretty nasty visibility down that way. It was better up where we were working. So I did that and came back. I was strapping that gas piping down, and I put it on a strap. And I kid you not, I was out there just, strapping her down. It probably took me maybe a minute and a half, and I didn't park on the out of the wind. Wind must have been coming around that truck stop pretty good rate. It was just hit me on the right side of my face, and I still can feel my tingling nose. So I must have got a frostbite in about a minute and a half. My grandma used to have a saying, you keep making that face, you'll get left like that. Well, I just about did today, in a grimace.
0KBJWG4MC. Well, Steve, sounds like you had a very interesting morning with the high winds, and glad you got all the supplies you needed. Negative 20 below, I guess you would consider... The low temperature for us tonight is 25. I guess you would call that nice and warm.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have much more than just a shirt on. Yeah. I was looking wind chill-wise, 15 below, I think, was what we got now, 25 mile an hour winds. 66 below zero wind chill. That's what I would tell you. And leave it at that if I wasn't honest, but I gotta say that's the old wind chill chart. Used until 2001. Now, it's a measly 44 below zero, so. That's why you hear old timers say, it was colder when I was younger. Well, yeah, if you're using that chart, it would have been. Here's some interesting things I've seen today. I got a work van. And you open the door and there's a step, and then you step up into the where you put your, you know, your feet are. Snow has been accumulated down in that lower step. It's inside the vehicle, but it's down low. And it hasn't melted for days now. Let's see. I had some Twizzlers laying on the dash. This afternoon I grabbed one. It was more like biting off a candy cane or something. It just snapped off. You got, and some other interesting things. I was watching a Bismarck, North Dakota TV station this evening. And they were saying, oh, this road's closed, that road's closed. They closed the interstates. I headed home a little bit early because I figured they'd do that. And sure enough, when it got dark, they shut the interstates down. So we got gates that'll lower across the interstate. You can't go. So one thing, that's not that uncommon to shut the interstates down, but one thing that is uncommon is to shut other highways down, U.S. highways. I seen that in North Dakota. One guy, the news guy was like, well, don't bother going out because you're just going to get stuck. And if you do get stuck, no one's coming to get you anyhow. You're just going to stay there until you get out, you know. So one thing you want to check out, kind of interesting, out. Go look at safetravelusa.com, and you'll see, pull up South Dakota, and you'll see all the roads closed. And little incident marks around, when you click on them, you'll see road impossible, roadblock, abandoned vehicle, major snow drifts. So yeah, vehicles are just getting left there. Snow plows, they're parking them for the night, and they're heading home too.
Okay, BJ, WG, 4MC, Little Steve, y'all be careful out there. Sounds like this is summer weather for us compared to that. Well, I can't believe negative 44 wind chill, man. But I said, stay warm, be safe, have a Merry Christmas. Anything else for the good of the net this evening, sir?
Well, I'll give you another example of how cold it was. I went to shovel my porch. A shovel snapped. Plastic don't do too well in this cold. One nice thing I did see, because of all the blowing snow, this morning I took a pretty nice picture of sun dogs. So that was something you don't see every day. You see quite often up here in the winter, but... yeah, some nice sun dogs were up in the sky this morning. But it was kind of, couldn't really stare at them too much, you know. Trying to do 70 mile an hour down the interstate. Not the greatest visibility, so. Oh, wow, look at this. I got inch thick ice all the way around the edge of my window. Inside the window. Yeah, I guess I got moisture in my house anyhow. Have a good one. WG4MC, KB0KBJ.
So KBJ, WG4MC. Well, pleasure talking with you, Steve. Please check in off soon as you can. Love to hear what's going on all the way up there in South Dakota. Stay safe and stay warm. And again, have a Merry Christmas. WG4MC, the Blueberry Stream Internet, looking for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
G4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Tried to check in earlier and I think I had an equipment failure on this end, so I don't know if you heard me or not, but I'm here now.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Blueberry Stream Internet, like welcome KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Candler. Glad you got your equipment back up and running, Harry. Hope you are doing well, and Merry Christmas. WD8RON, Ed Brevard. Appreciate you stopping by, Ed, and stay warm. It is going to get cold. Again, hope you have a Merry Christmas. Additional check-in to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in that B group, the whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee, KF4NXY David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray, AF4SX, we're in Honey Bath, check us in and out, and good evening everybody on the net.
Welcome, KF4NXYankee, that's David, and he brings on his wife Marie, AF4SX, there in Honey and Path. David, please tell Marie we said hello, hope you're all doing well, stay warm. All right, phone call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody likes to do rag to you, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. KO4WWC. I'm not sure if you heard me correctly, but I did say I wanted to stick around for some matches, sir.
WWZ, WG4MC. Go ahead, Mr. Chandler. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, Doc, I'm studying for my general and looking to hopefully upgrade my license in January. And a lot of people on the frequency know that I really love talking on HF. I have watched the meeting, and to me, you know, the way that we did Field Day last year, to me it felt like what that contesting looked like. And I sort of heard through the grapevine that when it comes to contesting and Morse code, you are the guy to talk to. I was just wondering, what do you like about contesting, sir?
WG4MC. Well, Chandler, I got most of that. You were cutting in and out just a little bit, but I really like in contesting just improving your skills as an operator, working under adverse conditions, because when you're doing it on phone, you have to punch through the pileup or have to listen very well because the splatter from nearby stations can make it a little challenging, and also to add countries to my DXCC.
Roger, roger, sir. As of right now, how much in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. have you made contact with?
WWZ, WG4MC. Well, Chandler, good luck, and good luck on your general. Hope you get upgraded and enjoy the fun in HF, but don't stop there. Go ahead and get your extra because, you know, if you want to work DX, sometimes you have to be able to work in the extra portion of the band. Anything else for the good of this evening of the net, sir?
No, sir. Gotta be about it. I don't want to take up too much time. Thank you for giving me the information and the advice. I really appreciate it. And I'll turn it back over to you, sir. And I hope you and everybody have a good night. This is KO4WWC. I'll be clear. Sydney, please, Matt. Back to Net Control.
WWZ, WG4MC. Always a pleasure, Chandler. Again, good luck, and hope you get your general in January, and then go ahead and upgrade your WG4MC and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Final call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if anybody would like to do some rad, you please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo, Golf 4, Mike, Uniform Kilo, KG4MUKs, Wayne, over in Seneca. And also check in my wife, Gina, Kilo, Golf 4, Tango, Delta, Romeo.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, I'd like to welcome KG4, M-U-K, that's Wayne. He brings his wife, Shayna, KG4TDR. They're in Seneca. Appreciate you stopping by, Wayne. Please tell Shayna we said hello, and y'all have a Merry Christmas. This is WG4MC with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Stand by just a second, and I will resend the net report for this evening. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now closing the net, we would like to thank for everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and good luck, and Merry Christmas. WG4MC clear.
This is Matt, KA3JCA.
W4GNC, Matt, can you, net control, can you take a late check-in? WG4MC, W4GMC, Matt, KA4PQA, can you late take a, can you take a late check-in?
Steven, he usually, when he signs off, he's gone, KA3JCA.
Affirmative. I wasn't aware how quick you, but I thought he hung around for late check-ins. But I appreciate the information. KA4PQA.
My business there, Stephen. You have a nice holiday season there, you and your wife there. KA3JCA.
Affirmative, Richard. I just now realized it is a you, Richard. If you will, Richard, be sure and tell your wife Sally and daughter Ashley, hello from me and wish them along with yourself a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Glad to pass that on to them. KA3JCA.
Okay, Richard. Thank you for coming back to me and let me know that, and I will talk with you later on. KA4PQA.
KA4PQA, KB0KBJ. Good evening, Stephen. Good to hear you.
Hello again, Steve. I haven't talked to you, my friend, in a long time.
Yeah, it has been a while for sure. How you been?
I've been doing good, Steve. I've been doing good, Steve. My wife and I are staying inside as much as we can to stay warm down here in Greenwood in South Carolina. How about you and yours up there in South Dakota?
Yeah, I've been trying to stay on the warm side of the door myself. It's been a bit cool up here. Yeah, got frostbite on my nose today.
Affirmative, Steve. I understand what you're saying. They are calling for that kind of weather down here in South Carolina starting tonight. We're supposed to have an Arctic cold front come through, which is supposed to plummet temperatures down into the dangerously cold to the point, Steve, where if you're outside and uncovered for even a brief period of time, then you do stand a chance of getting what you had, frostbite, as well as hypothermia. That is for anyone who goes outside, Steve, and is not well protected and is not real careful.
Yeah, we had pretty cold temps up here today. It was 17 below zero. I was trying to, at 17 below and probably about a 30-mile-an-hour wind, I was trying to put a strap around some pipes on top of the pickup, strapping some pipes down a little more securely. I don't think I was out there but about a minute and a half putting that one strap on. And that's how long it took for my nose to get frostbit on the right side, since the wind was that on that side. I still feel it now. A little tingly. You can definitely tell something happened there. But, yeah, it was, it's kind of chilly. You know, I was coming back home up the interstate, going north up the interstate, and the wind was coming from the west at a good say 30 mile an hour or so. So it was coming against the driver's side door. And I drive a van that has a door in the back behind the seats open to the box that's on the back of the van there. But it's got a gap around it. So the wind can just cruise, you know, through that gap. Well, it was coming from the right side. I could feel it coming through the openings, like where your door handle is and switches and such. I have insulated pants on and overalls over that, which is essentially another pair of insulated pants. And I was still feeling that wind against my leg coming through the openings in the door. I didn't have the window open or anything. They were just coming right through the door. So that was kind of chilly.
Affirmative, Steve. And what did you say your degree below zero temperatures up there were right now, Steve?
Right now, let me look at the thermometer here. Oh, it's not so cold. Probably about 11 below zero, according to my thermometer. This morning was 19 below. It warmed up to 17 below. With the wind, 45 below zero or so. Wind chill. Yeah, about 11 degrees as it sits, but the wind's blowing, so it's colder than that, or feels like it.
Affirmative, Steve. Just so you know, my wife, Steve, is originally from. She's originally from Connecticut, so she knows what kind of. So, given with the wind chills and the below zero temperatures, because my wife, Steve, is originally from Connecticut, she knows exactly what you're going through. She knows exactly what you're going through with those kind of temperatures.
Yeah, when it gets cold, it's just cold. Cold with the wind, cold with the humidity, cold, cold. So next week we're looking at getting up in the 30s, or near 30, above zero. That'll be nice. Be about 50 degrees warmer. Today, the high temperature everywhere in the state was below zero. In South Dakota, North Dakota, everywhere in the state was in the teens below zero. I've seen in Montana, they had some place called Elk Point, I believe, was 50 below zero this morning. And the high temperature, the lowest high temperature, so this is as warm as it got, I think was Cut Bank, Montana, 20 below zero, as warm as it got up there. So, yeah, they're even colder than us, but I guess they're going to warm up pretty good, too. They're going in the 40s next week, so they're about getting through this.
Affirmative, Steve, know what you mean. My wife is actually from Norwalk, Connecticut. Don't know if you know where Connecticut is, but my wife is from, in Norwalk, Connecticut, they are used to temperatures that are close to down. Let's just say, Steve, she's known to experience temperatures where she's from that were anywhere from 0 degrees to minus 10 degrees.
B4 PQA, KB0, KBJ. Yeah, after a point, it just cold is cold. So, but it's interesting. Everybody's talking about the weather. I looked at a map this evening of all the advisories and warnings and such, and two-thirds of the country has covered them. Eastern two-thirds of the country is covered solid with warnings, advisories, all to do with this weather we're having. So, we're enjoying it. I think the only place that's possibly anywhere near warm is like southern Arizona and California. Yeah, that's about it.
Steve, I can only imagine. My wife has been in the state. My wife has been in the state of South Carolina for 23 years this year. Because my wife has been down in the state of South Carolina for so many years now, her northern blood is beginning to thin out to where she, with her northern blood beginning to thin out, Steve, she's kind of able to tell the difference when it comes to cold.
Yeah, it doesn't take too long to get adjusted. About 2 months, I figure. At least physically, if you're active, good health. Beyond that, it's all mental. Mostly. That's been my experience in the past. Yeah, I've been through Connecticut. I went through there, Lou, this summer. Yeah, back in June I went through Connecticut. Got stuck in a traffic jam. That's all it seemed to be. One big long traffic jam heading out of New York City, I suppose, or somewhere. About that time of the evening, 5 o'clock in the evening, there I was, sitting in Connecticut. Trying to get out and get on up to New Hampshire is where I was going. That was nice to be there. I had left here. This is in June. I left here. This is the latter part of June. I left here and it was starting to get a little warm. And then it got hot. It was a hot drive all the way across Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Oh, it was just roasting, 107 degrees. And Pennsylvania cooled off a little bit. And then I got into, and so I finally got up to New Hampshire, and it was nice, beautiful, 50s, 50s on the cool side for summer, 50s and 60s, and while they were roasting back here in the 90s and 100s, I was like, you can have it, I'll stay here in New Hampshire and enjoy this cool weather.
I can't, hearing those temperature differences, Steve, I cannot between the hot and the cool. I can't say that I blame you for wanting to be up. I can't say that I blame you, Steve, for wanting to stay up there in New Hampshire where it was a lot cooler. My wife's also been in Canada before too.
You say she was in Canada?
That's correct, Steve. My wife was up in Canada visiting her grandparents and at the time, Steve, that my wife was visiting with her grandparents in Canada, it was in the summertime when it was 50 degrees. At that time, in the summertime, when she was up in Canada.
Well, where did she go in Canada there?
Stand by. Steve, if you will stand by for just a minute, Mom. She's trying to remember exactly where she was in Canada at the time. At the time she was in Canada, she was a teenager, but she's trying to remember. She's trying to recall where she was in Canada at that time.
No, I just mean roughly. I mean, Canada is a bigger country than this, you know. Are we talking Yukon or British Columbia or Saskatchewan or Ontario or near New Brunswick, Newfoundland, Toronto? I used to go through Canada as a kid. It wasn't no biggie then, you know. I'll decline that one. I'll call them back. And used to go through Canada as a kid. From our way up in Michigan to New Hampshire. We lived in Michigan, and I have relatives in New Hampshire, and that's why I went there this summer also. And, we'd cut across top of Lake Erie, because it was quicker than going all the way down to the bottom and coming back up. So we'd jump into Canada at Port Huron, Michigan, down in the lower peninsula. We lived in the upper peninsula. And we'd cut across to, yeah, I guess it would probably be about Buffalo area, Niagara Falls. And, you know, it'd cut off hours worth. And, yeah, it's no biggie. You just cross in and out, no problem. But I guess there's a lot of hassle. A lot of hassle with doing that now. Passports and everything. You didn't need a passport back then. You'd just be like, you got anything like flowers with you or pumpkin seeds or something? And you're like, nah, no. All right, see you later. Now you need passports and all that stuff, visas, whatever. So that's not a route a lot of people take anymore, I imagine.
Affirmative, speak about it. I was talking to my wife, so I missed the first part of what you said. My wife's grandmother, she lived in St. Stephens, New Brunswick, Canada. St. Stephens, New Brunswick, Canada is a location where her grandmother lived.
Yeah, all righty. Well, good chat with you there, Stephen. I should probably give this fellow a call back. I usually don't chat with him, and I don't know why he called, so I'm kind of curious to find out. Cousin of mine, actually. So, you have yourself a good one down there. Stay on the warm side of the door, and take care until we talk again. KB4PQA, KB0KBJ.
Affirmative, Steve. Before you go, could you come back and repeat what you were saying? Repeat the first part of what you said. You said something about Buffalo, New York, and passports and all, but I missed the entire first part of that, trying to get that location from a wife, KA4PQA.
Oh, I was just saying it used to be a lot easier to travel across Canada when I was younger. We'd do that. But now you need passports and such to take a jaunt across, and so it's a little bit more of a hassle.
Affirmative, Stephen. When you say that you're talking about crossing from the border of Canada over into the, you're talking about coming across the border of Canada over into the United States, where Buffalo, New York, and all those other locations that you mentioned. In the conversation with you were telling me.
Roger, we travel from Buffalo to Port Huron, Michigan, just cut across the top of Lake Erie.
Okay, Steve. With that, like I said, I'll go ahead and let you go. Steve, it was great getting to talk to you again, and hopefully we'll get to enjoy the QSO, get to talk to you again, and hopefully we'll get to talk again sometime real soon. You and Steve, you and the family have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year up that way, and y'all be careful, stay safe and stay warm, and hopefully Steve, we'll get to talk to you sometime again real soon later on down the log. With that, I'll say 7-3 for now from KA4PQA.
All right. Pleasure's been all mine this evening. You have yourself a good Christmas also, you and your wife. Take care there, Stephen. KA4PQA, KB0KBJ73.